It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. After a quick start by the Senate, the special legislative session in Austin has been relatively slow going, but there are signs of progress. The Texas House today tentatively approved two bills that would allow the Texas Medical Board and a few other state agencies to remain open. If lawmakers give final approval tomorrow, those so-called sunset bills could be the first ones of the special session to head to Governor Greg Abbott for approval. The sunset legislation was the chief reason the governor called the special session. The House is scheduled this weekend to take up a bill that would limit property tax increases for cities and counties. Ross Ramsey is executive editor for the Texas Tribune. He says property tax legislation is among 20 items on the special session agenda.
Property taxes in the air right now. You know, it's gotten tangled up in House-Senate politics. The House's favorite version of property tax reform is put $1.8 billion into public school finance and lower the pressure on school districts to raise their taxes and maybe give them an incentive to lower their taxes a little bit. The Senate's favorite version is limit the amount by which local governments can raise property taxes without voter approval.
There's about a week left in the special session, and it's unlikely bills on all 20 agenda items will become law. That includes a so-called bathroom bill that would restrict public bathroom access for transgender Texans. The state Senate has approved its version of the bill, but the state House has not. For many artists, securing gallery representation can seem like an unobtainable goal. Fort Worth Arts Collective, Arttooth, set out on a mission to help. The group celebrates its first anniversary this weekend. Art and Seek's Hadi Bawagi spoke with one of the founders about the group's efforts and its future.
When Arttooth began, its members thought they'd be doing two things: curating pop-up art exhibitions and teaching artists how to prepare professional materials. But Dee Lara, Arttooth's executive director and senior curator, says they quickly learned that there were bigger problems than simply connecting artists to galleries. The entire framework for supporting artists in the city needed to be addressed.
So even to get them representation, we really had to create a grassroots infrastructure to do that. And we had to teach ourselves a lot of skills beyond the art realm.
Galleries and nonprofits with gallery spaces also needed help connecting with audiences.
I think one of the things that we've been most successful in doing is making people feel welcome.
The group began programming events that welcomed younger audiences into art spaces. They challenged ideas about how to engage with art, and they integrated music, games, and discussions into their shows. The group also wanted to find money for artists, so they hosted a gala to raise funds for a microgrant. And it wasn't enough for them to give money away. They wanted to challenge the model for doling it out. So artists helped choose the winners.
A lot of the times, the people who are selecting who to award these projects to tend to be art historians or business people. So we really wanted to inject how valuable an art perspective is when deciding what projects get funded.
From pop-up shows to microgrants, the group's done a lot in their first year. And Laura admits that there were times when they were burning themselves out. So now they're thinking more strategically. They plan to support other collectives and inspire artists to create new ones.
It's very difficult to engage every artist in Dallas-Fort Worth directly, but we can definitely help artists who are motivated to self-organize and kind of share our strategy and secrets and help them in whatever capacity they need.
Arttooth plans to continue being a resource for artists, but reaching out to the general public and helping them learn more about art is also on the agenda for year two. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
Visit artandseek.org to listen to an extended interview and learn more about this weekend's Arttooth anniversary show. In his new novel, Tom Perata tells the story of Eve Fletcher, a single mother, and her only son, Brendan, who has just left for college. The transition leaves both of the characters struggling to define themselves, especially when faced with unexpected dilemmas in their sexual lives. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with the author about his new novel, Mrs. Fletcher.
The book is very much about identity, and it's about the way in which the labels we put on ourselves create the spectrum of behavior that we can take part in. And so Brendan isn't somebody who would even think about gender or think about what it means to be a man. He's very certain about these things because the ideas that he has are very flattering to him. And it's not until other people start raising questions about who he thinks he is and what he thinks he can get away with, that he has to deal with that. Whereas there are other characters, Eve included, who aren't that comfortable in the cards that have been dealt to them. And of course, they're the ones who are searching for a better label to put on themselves and new possibilities in their lives.
Tom Perrotta's previous novels include Little Children, Election, and The Leftovers. This episode of Think Reairs tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. Justin Terveen's photos of Dallas regularly go viral. They've been viewed millions of times. Terveen captures the city's skyscrapers barely peeking out of the fog and multiple lightning bolts crashing across the downtown skyline. Each week in the Art and Seek Artist Spotlight, we check in with a North Texas creative. Today, KERA's Vice President of Arts, Ann Bothwell, learns what it takes to get Terveen's picture-perfect shots.
Yes, he's a photographer. But Justin Terveen's work feels painterly, like he's dipping into a palette of sunsets and lightning and using the city skyline as his canvas.
I like to shoot urban landscapes. I like punchy, contrasty colors, sharp images that are still silky smooth. I like colorful images. I've never been a big black and white guy. I also like weather. I like to shoot lightning stuff, lightning and rooftops and all that fun stuff.
Terveen sets up his cameras and equipment on bridges or on top of parking garages. Then he waits, sometimes for hours, for perfect conditions. Getting a great shot is about more than finding the perfect spot or the right angle. Understanding weather conditions and what's likely to go off in the sky is crucial, too.
You know, I have a couple different ways to track and monitor what's going on in the sky. I use visible satellite that tells me what kind of cloud cover we have. And from there, I like to study webcams or have webcams linked on my phone so I can pull it up at any time and see exactly what it looks like at that point in time. After so many years, you just kind of develop a sense for when something's about to happen.
He started shooting in 2004 after a friend lent him a point-and-shoot camera. He was hooked. So many of his shots feature a stunning contrast between our modern cityscape and our sometimes crazy weather. So what does he look for in a great skyline shot?
Balance, height, color, materials, orientation, and Dallas has so much of that going for it. We have a lot of different shapes and heights and different colors. Our skyline is beautiful at night, and it's turned in just such a way that it catches the evening sun beautifully.
Terveen's company, Urban Fabric, shoots mostly for architecture clients. But his photos have gone viral, picked up by news outlets like CNN, and spread around social media. Now he's publishing a book of some of his best work.
I don't go out and I don't take these photos to sit on them. You know, I want to show them to people. And that from day one, I think, has kind of fostered this sort of sharing attitude that, you know, these are for everybody. These are for everybody to enjoy. And that's the main reason I do this, is to entertain people.
Terveen's work has been viewed more than 8.5 million times on the photo sharing site Flickr. Looks like people are entertained. Ann Bothwell, KERA News.
To appreciate Terveen's work, you have to see it. Head over to artandseek.org and watch a video about the photographer produced by Art and Seek's Dane Walters. You'll also find a slideshow of some of Terveen's best shots. And coming up tomorrow morning, for 8 years, Leslie Brenner has been the leading restaurant critic in Dallas. This week, she announced she's leaving the Dallas Morning News to work for a restaurant company. Found out why during the Friday conversation. That's tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. And for the evening, partly cloudy skies, low around 79. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny and hot with a high in the upper 90s. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.